All right, thank you very much, Donna, and good afternoon, everyone. So today I'm going to present some of the data that we conducted at the Melbourne Sexual Health Center about the use of doxycycline prophylaxis among men who have sex with men using PrEP. Now, I'd like to acknowledge my co-author, Kate Felly. So we all know that from the clinical trial, the IMBAGAY study showing MSM taking doxycycline with 24 hours after sex had a 70% reduction in the incidence of chlamydia and syphilis, but not for gonorrhea. And a few years ago, Wilson also published a mathematical modeling showing the number of syphilis cases could potentially be reduced by half if 50% of the MSM population used doxycycline. But there's lots of concern about the potential of increased antimicrobial resistance with the widespread use of doxycycline. So in the UK in 2017, they put up a statement stating clearly doxycycline prophylaxis for STI is not endorsed by BESH or Public Health England, and they also recommend the use of doxycycline PrEP should be restricted to research purpose. But there has been no clear Australian guideline about this. So at the Melbourne Sexual Centre, between June and November 2018, we conduct a survey by including one question, asking all our patients who are taking PrEP and asking them whether they have taken doxycycline prophylaxis to prevent STI in the past month. And we also use univariate and multivariate logistic regression to examine the association between the use of doxycycline and the participant characteristics. So there were 1,686 MSM taking PrEP during the study period at our center, and 1,065 MSM complete the questionnaire. And we find that 10% of the MSM report using doxycycline prophylaxis in the past month to prevent STI. So the table here actually shows that MSM who had a high number of male partners and also using did not use condom for annual sex were not associated with the use of doxycycline. But we find that men who also injecting drug use were more likely to report the use of doxycycline compared to those who did not inject drugs. So we find that 10% of MSM use doxycycline in our population, and this is actually very similar to the estimate from the UK, 56 Dean Street estimated 8% of 106 MSM taking doxycycline. We find that MSM injecting drug use are more likely to use doxycycline, but number of partners and condomless sex were not associated with the use of doxycycline. Future research will be required to explore not only the potential benefits of doxycycline, but also the potential harm in terms of antimicrobial resistance. So in the collaboration with the Kirby Institute, Melbourne Sexual Health Center is one of the participated sites about to conduct this CivilX study to look at these two key issues. And there's also a debate by Basil Donovan and Keith Valley on Wednesday about the use of doxycycline. And our finding is now published in The Lancet HIV 2 weeks ago. Thank you.